Greetings, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to those who gather together, and a little apology to the Native Americans. It's not really a time for them to give thanks. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, we've got a special message for this weekend. And I really hope the woke don't awaken soon, because it's highly entertaining, basically. It's obviously, they drank the Kool-Aid out of the End Time Madness Bowl. And, you know, there's just absolutely no logic whatsoever. It's crazy. The meltdowns, if not so sad, would be hilarious. But, you know, it's, I don't know. People are making a living off the meltdowns. I mean, they have their own shows about TDS and lefties losing it and things like that. But there is a cure for TDS. It's called common sense, critical thinking, impeccable integrity, turning off the legacy media. That's how you cure TDS. And it's also wise to, you know, be a blessing to humanity and the earth rather than a dependency. That's a problem. There's so many dependencies. They're going to have the rug pulled out from under them, and they're going to have to get out and get busy like everybody else and get creative. So roll up your sleeves and do something beneficial, and you'll feel better about yourself and be too busy to commiserate with all the others. The last administration and their supporters are in such denial, still believing Trump is Hitler, going to take away all their God-given rights guaranteed by the Constitution. He's going to start World War III, which Biden and NATO are fast-tracking, basically. And Trump has a history of ending wars and creating peace and prosperity, and God knows we can't have that. You know, it's bad for the war on disease profiteers, basically. So anyway, what's really being taken away are the lies, the deceptions, the dependencies, and the sense of entitlement that believes everyone else is supposed to support them. The social engineering, which became the left's belief system, is crashing down all around them. Never forget, there's always a lie in belief. And so, you know, I've learned that lesson the hard way. When somebody is telling you a story and a victim story and everything else, there's always a lie in the story, or there's always two sides to the story. So rather than jumping on the bandwagon, you know, one of my biggest lessons is being a savior. I keep saving people from serious situations, and I end up becoming the a-hole in the end, no matter what. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter, but it gets old after a while. But anyway, nowhere in the Constitution does it say we have to pay for everything a transgender person who has a child that's transitioning to a cat needs. We don't have to pay for gender transitions for criminals, you know, people in jail, moving rapists that identify as a woman into female prisons. How do you think that'll turn out? It does not say we have to put up illegal immigrants in fancy hotels and feed them accustomed to their culture. That, however, might save a few cats and geese, which I'm in favor of, but just be a temporary fix. Why not just close the borders and remove the problem? So I always say, can we spell culture clash? You know, it's you're taking these people, you know, and this may sound judgmental, but there's a lot of people, they have a different culture. They live differently. Whatever's edible, they're going to go after. It's just the way they've been raised. You know, they see a free meal running by, you know, they're going to prepare it. I'm not saying they're bad, or it's just a culture clash between ours. So, you know, you got to hide your poodles and your cats and your ducks and your geese, you know, so if you're going to bring those people over anyway. So I'm not being, it's just reality, you know, that's not being fascist or a, racist or anything else. It's just cultures, different cultures clashing. So, and then there's the fentanyl, enough drugs to kill all Americans several times over, confiscated out of southern border. And, you know, are the votes, you know, the dead Americans and rising crime worth it? Do you still wonder why you lost the election? I can't believe these guys are going, they're trying to come up with a reason why they lost the election. It's because you suck. You totally blew it. You know, the crime rate's through the roof, inflation's through the roof. People can't afford basics. You know, the gas prices are through the roof. You know, I can go on and on. I mean, you might want to look at that. That could be why you lost the election. And maybe you might want to try a different format, be a little more conservative next time. But anyway, the Constitution does not give illegal aliens the same rights as citizens. In some cases, they're given more rights and assistance than Americans, veterans, and the impoverished, homeless, and sick here in America. And what is sad is the woke are just expendable pawns in a bigger picture to take down America. Everything America stands for and what little freedoms Americans have left after the last administration, which weaponized all the agencies and used the Constitution for toilet paper, that you think people would not be screaming, he's going to take away our rights, Look at the last administration. The majority of the Dems and the left and the woke think it's okay to persecute conservatives, patriots, Christians, and those people deemed as deplorables and garbage, not on board with their insanity. They have no rights, not even the right to live after all the assassination attempts and now death threats against the new cabinet members. It's been made very clear the left and the rhinos will use lawfare, the agencies, even murder to retain their power base. And even weather warfare, might want to research that one. Hurricanes are steerable. And when hurricanes start acting totally unnatural, you might want to look into it. We've had that technology for a long time. So, what is behind the runaway inflation, the omnibus spending, escalation in crime, corruption of the agencies, politicians, extreme moral decline and confusion? And this includes the Green New Deal, massive spending going into the pockets of the global elite, in most cases to solve the very problems they created. So, as we have observed, the UN, the WHO, the CDC, NATO, none of these agencies had our best interests in hand, and most are extensions of the war and disease profiteers. The billionaire eugenicists are running the show, basically. So, and guess who got billions to run her campaign? That's coming out now. They want their money back. But it's gonna get interesting. So anyway, so they create the environmental problems that are minimal and don't even exist if you follow the real science, and they use guilt, fear, and through the lamestream media, get everybody freaking out, and over problems that are don't even exist, basically, if you really do the real research. So the next thing they do is they pose as a solution if you give them all your power and money. Give up all your rights, give up all your money, and they'll fix what they messed up, But anyway, there's a group of billionaire eugenicists sponsoring the wars, disease, poverty. They control the mainstream and social media up until now, and the woke, the left, some rhinos, and corrupt politicians are all doing their bidding. And they're the ones screaming the loudest, spreading the lies and deceptions and character assassinations, using those identifying and fixing the problems. So they are the problem, basically. There's an old saying, what C-I am I? And it's very appropriate here. Or when you point a finger at someone, there's three pointing back. So when you see these people screaming and yelling and making accusations and all these things, take a look at their life. Their closet is being opened right now. And they're guilty 10 times over of what they're blaming others for. But anyway, the problem for them is the majority of America is now awake. They're not woke. The deceptive lying media have lost their hold, and the masks are all coming off, and the curtain has been pulled back. The spell is broken, and they're no longer believable. Their true agendas have been exposed. The moral and integrity bankrupt narcissists and their sense of entitlement have lost control. The red wave was a byproduct of the effects of higher consciousness and energy. Call it what you wish, God, Creator, Great Spirit, the beautiful many serving thereof, along with the ground crew, those in service to humanity and the earth. It's a byproduct of the soul awakening being activated. Some call it the Great Awakening, Ascension, the Quickening. The effects are undeniable. Despite the enormity of this event, there's still the critical thinking, morally and integrity challenged, participating in their own enslavement and demise, who want to take you with them. And sadly, some are probably sitting at your Thanksgiving table, totally oblivious to who they serve. But anyway, they're shaving their heads, abstaining from sex. There's a blue and purple hair pile that's filling up the waste disposal sites. There's no joy or happiness in their lives, and they're blaming everyone else but themselves. There's no personal responsibility. And I think that's where we're going. We're going into the age of personal responsibility, where people have to take responsibility for their choices and actions and the karmic consequences when they act outside of universal law. So anyway, they judge and shame you for not joining them in their misery. I do agree with the premise that the Native Americans don't have a lot to give thanks for, considering what happened to them. Having real, not politically motivated ancestry as Native American, my mother's side is Cherokee, and spending time with the elders of every nation brings a different story to the table other than the socially engineered history taught in school. Rather than whine and blame at the dinner table, why not go to your nearest reservation, be proactive, bring them a ham, a turkey, some frog skins. Might want to skip the blankets until you gain their trust. That didn't work out too good last time. So for people that know their history, a lot of them don't have firewood or propane to cook or heat with. And they saved the pilgrims' asses. And now how about a little gratitude and reciprocation? So whining and blaming and pointing fingers due to past events that did not even concern you never solved a problem. So if you feel serious about that, go make restitution, make amends, bring them, help them out. That's all gonna be flipped anyway. There's gonna be a balance. There's a great balance coming, and all karma is gonna be balanced. So this is all gonna turn around. There's some things that people don't know about. A lot of the Native Americans were. Their ancient ancestry goes back to the Atlanteans, and so that's why a lot of them hate technology. The technology is bad. Don't go on technology, and things like that. So there's a lot of different things happening. If you keep going back far enough, you'll see why things are happening. And I'm not trying to absolve anybody from anything. We just have to start behaving ourselves, basically. Now, here's a truth bomb coming from a forward-thinking person with the ability to see the future. The future is determined by the choices and actions of humanity. Some will choose wisely, creating an awesome future. Some will choose to continue to act out the socially engineered lies, deceptions, pressed upon them, and they're going to take the downward spiral. As always, we have a choice. For those who choose to awaken, heal, take personal responsibility, the future is unlimited. As prophesied, the beast is falling, consuming itself. The karmic backlash from operating outside of universal law is being amplified and accelerated. So, what is a beast? We all have different stories about what the beast is. It has many heads and consists of many organizations. Leaders in every institution that have turned their backs on God, Creator, Great Spirit, and became self-serving, morally and integrally corrupt. And it's not just one person or one institution. And everybody, everybody's done the research. They say, Antichrist are those who are Antichrist consciousness or anti-universal law, basically. There's not just one Antichrist. And so we really need to research on that. And these people owe their allegiance to a much darker force, which is multidimensional. There's a lot more of the dark side than just demons and devils. There's negative ETs, there's reptilians, there's serpent beings, there's negative grays, and there are demonic energies and other creatures out there. And it's just a lot more complicated than people think. It's not just, you don't die, and if you're a good guy, you get a harp and you get a hot tub and a condo in heaven on a golf course. It doesn't work that way. You get a harp and a cloud. And if you're a bad person, there's many levels. You go into the fourth dimension, and there's many levels of the fourth dimension. So there's some very dark, nasty levels where dark, nasty people go. And when you do cross over, there's a burn, and a lot of that's burned off, and you get a lot of help. And there are beings that will help you along the way. But if you feel good about yourself, you love yourself, and you live according to universal law, and you get out of the ego, especially the spiritual ego, you're gonna go back to the plane of bliss, and then you can decide what level you want to come in again on. That's basically how it works. So anyway, the dark side, their lust for power and wealth is insatiable, and they've sold their very souls to these darker forces. So, the Epstein Diddy events are just one level. It goes deeper, the depths of which most can't fathom. It's the good news is, just as there's a dark side, there's a light side. Again, the heights of which most cannot fathom. There's been a multidimensional war, including Earth, that has been coming to an end. And as usual, God wins. No matter what name you want to give it, universal law will prevail. With the end of the enslavers, the war on disease profiteers, followed by a whole new world, that'll take its place. So we're going to join the greater family of man throughout the universe. This includes spiritually and technologically advanced higher dimensional beings. And with that will come universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. We're going to see anti and counter gravity being released. We're going to see fuelless energy. It's already on the planet. We're going to see miracle healing technologies. A lot of technologies are coming out of Russia and Germany. Incredible healing technologies, med beds, things of that nature. We're going to be cleaning up the air, the water, the land will be restored, and the earth will take her rightful place as a gem of the galaxy. And I've seen that in the future. I've seen the earth that just looks like a gem, and it has all of these points on it. And they're like power points, and it's a grid. And that gets activated, and with a lot of help on high. And the whole earth is going to go through a huge shift. So that's some of the visions I've seen in the future, but it's here now. So those who refuse to rise to the occasion will not be frequency specific to the earth's ascension. And it's not a punishment, it's a destiny the earth has chosen. And we need to rise along with her. So this divine intervention, war, disease, poverty—it's all going to be a thing of the past here. And the manufactured lack and enslavement through dependency is going to come to an end. And those advanced civilizations throughout the multiverse that have transcended war, disease, and poverty, that lack for nothing, will assist us. The reaction to one's actions will be accelerated. Everything will be made known. And as prophesied, no rock will be left unturned, and all man's woman's iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. So anyway, there's no bunker deep enough, no wall strong enough, within which to hide. You can't hide from your karma. You can, however, mitigate some of your karma by devoting assets and energy to the awakening, healing, and restoration process. In the most simplistic terms, all you have to do is be kind to others and the planet and be of service. Anything else will have consequences. So now, would you rather have this scenario, this awakening healing, or do you want to be right, according to your social engineered beliefs? Everything is going to change. The air, the water, the land, the food will become healthier, your freedoms restored. Universal law will take the place of the corrupted draconian law you're now under. There's no more hiding one's intentions and agendas, no more lying to others and ourselves. And that's all coming to a close. And what's going to be taking its place is beyond awesome. So we only have the choice of whether or not to rise the occasion. Earth and the rest of the multiverse is already chosen. So anyway, we have a massive cosmic rainstorm hitting us right now, which is going to create some major effects, including changes in the DNA and a lot of other things. So when our DNA lines get activated, there are DNA lines. When they activate, what happens is you become telepathic, and pretty soon there's no line anymore. It's already happening. People are becoming much more telepathic. They know who's calling them. They know when the phone's going to ring and who's on it. And that's kind of part of the process. You're also going to be aware of the future. You're going to be having visions of the future. You're going to be aware of the past. That's all coming up. Past lives are coming up to be healed. A lot of that is all taking place. And you're going to be able to move forward and backward in time. You're going to be able to bilocate. And there's a gene called the Salamander gene that's going to be activated, where you're going to be able to heal your body and even restore a limb. Now, these med beds can do that, but we could also do it spiritually. We have that within us. And I think that's what the med beds do. They activate that. So anyway, we all this is waiting. A lot of it's already here on the planet. It's just waiting for us to step up to the plate. And there are other people that are doing all they can to stop it. They want to keep us enslaved through dependency and keep the war and disease and poverty going. And that group is headed for, a very rude awakening. And it's happening as we speak. And that's what this big movement is about, this big red wave. So one last thing, beware of false flags, Project Bluebeam tricks, false images of Jesus, other masters, fake UFO invasions. They tried everything else and failed, and now they're down to creating images in the heavens with false messages and the benevolent. It's all a bunch of nonsense. So anyway, the benevolent off-worlders are here. They're cleaning up the negative ETs. They're keeping watch on everything to make sure we keep evolving in a positive direction. If you go out on a dark moon and have clear skies, you can see their ships patrolling the heavens. Along with a lot of ours you're not supposed to know about. So anyway, while on the subject, press the government disclosure to ask the big question: are there benevolent off-worlders? Are some of them our ancient ancestors? Have they transcended war, disease, and poverty? Why are we not talking about them and working with them? These are the questions you're not going to hear in ufology or disclosure. They don't want you to know these questions, and because they thrive on fear. They want to keep creating an adversary. They want to make it all negative. And there's always two sides of the coin. There's positive and there's negative. And the positive ones are stepping up and removing the negative ones. It's part of our destiny. So anyway, we really need to press hard on that. You know what I did? I went and blasted all these guys on their X things, and I sent them all this incredible video, and which we're going to show later in the show. And Billy Carson was there, Jimmy Church, a host of other people, a lot of people in ufology were all there, and the ships just put on the show, and they were coming back and forth and changing directions and powering up. And Jimmy Church spilled his coffee on himself, I think that was Billy Carson's first UFO that he saw. But people were just blown away. Well, we have that footage and we'll show it to you now. Well, I sent that footage and other footage to everybody on the congressional thing. A lot of people, I think, they would actually do something with it. And it's weird, I got a notice back saying you can no longer send these messages or something. I don't know what that was about. I'll figure it out. But I'm not a computer guy anyway, but somebody got upset that I was blasting these. Same thing, I post stuff on Facebook and I get, you don't meet our community standards, things like that. Or what? Showing people engaging UFOs, having a good time, laughing, that doesn't meet your community standards. What kind of community you got going on there? So anyway, not everything is evil and a threat like they'd like you to believe. Consider what we have seen them do, phasing in and out, make right angle turns at 7,000 plus miles an hour, sometimes up to 20,000 miles an hour, and traveling underwater at phenomenal speeds. Maybe in the interest of national security, we should be making friends and allies with them, rather than continually to demonize them. And that's the whole problem. That's the deep state again. They want to keep the status quo going. They want to keep everybody in fear and everybody enslaved through dependency and everything else. And these are a threat to that. These spiritually and technologically advanced beings are a total threat to the oppressors, the war and disease profiteers, and those who want to keep us enslaved through dependency. The whole poverty and nonsense is nonsense. They don't. It's hard for us to think about this. If you have a replicator, how are you going to live in poverty? Those replicators are not Illusions, they're real. They have those. So how are you gonna get, how are you gonna live in poverty if you every meal, whatever you need, you can create with a replicator? You know, what's that gonna do to the international bankers? Sorry, I don't need this banking account because I have everything I need coming out of this little box, you know. So I mean that's a stretch, you know, but it is real and it can happen. But anyway, just to let you know, you know, when they come out with this technology, we're not going to need gas. You know, we're not going to need the grid anymore. We're not going to need, you know, communication is going to be a whole different thing, and everything's going to change, and it's going to be for the good. And so anyway, you know, there are a lot of Christians. You know, I love Jesus. I love Babaji. I love all the masters. Mary's been with me ever since I was a kid. And you know, they're going to be saying it's all evil, they're demons. I hear this all the time. They're all demons, they're all demons. I go, well, have you met one? You know, have you met a benevolent one? And why would a benevolent one want to meet you if you're going to demonize them? And if you want to run that program, that's the reality you're going to create, and you're going to demonize everything you see. So let's drop the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and all this other crap, and maybe see why they're there. You know, if you really do believe in Jesus, tell him to have your back. You know, he will. So, you know, if something's freaky, call on him, call on the masters, you know, do clearings, clear your space. If they're positive, they'll hang out. If they're negative, they're gone, you know, and they respect that. So anyway, all these, even all these people that are saying it's all negative, say the negative ones do respond to invoking the name of Jesus and doing prayers and things. And Yeshua ben Joseph is his real name, by the way. But anyway, wanted to leave on a good note. You know, four UFOs were seen hovering over the White House during Thanksgiving. And let's hope they don't do to us what what we did to the Native Americans. I'm just kidding. You know, we showed up with guns and armor and you know, they totally outgunned us, so we better hope they're friendly, and they are. So anyway, you know, you're gonna, if you see them in the skies, it's a sign, it's a blessing, and no nukes will be raining down on you. So their people are among us, and they have been for a very long time, nudging us in the right direction. So they're not going to let nukes drop on their own people. They have their bases here. They have underground bases. They have underwater bases. There's both good and negative bases, and the negative bases are being all cleaned up right now. So we're shifting into the positive direction for the benevolent ones to come in. So those worrying about an alien invasion, it's already happened. It's called incarnation. So many have incarnated from these times from very advanced off-world civilizations. They're being contacted, awakened, and activated. God, Creator, Great Spirit has given its best for these times, and they're stepping into the highest positions as we speak. So grab your popcorn. It's going to be incredible. A lot of people don't know. They're not aware of their other incarnations. They're not aware of living in the Pleiadians, you know, or being Arcturian, or being from Sirius, or Larians, or things like that, or the Rhine Council of Light. They're not aware of it, but that's being activated within them along with the universal law, and they're moving into these positions right now. And it's a huge awakening. I mean, it's massive going on. So it's as if the creator flipped the switch and said, okay, soul activation, click, fail-safe mechanism is activated. We're not going to go into World War III and into some brave new world, or oh God, what's that thing? I can't think of it. Anyway, where they had Thunderdome and Mel Gibson was in it, and you know, where they're it's just total chaos. We're not going to go there. So they're not going to allow that. So you can let go of that one. But anyway. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off right now. I'm not sure where we're at. That's my message to you basically is like it's time for us all to be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. As we say here, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times and be of service and stop whining and stop this woke dependency program. Nobody owes you anything, but you have an opportunity to create heaven on earth if you desire. But if you keep whining and crying and commiserating with others, that's the reality that you've locked yourself into. So it's time to get out of there. Get out of that reality. So anyway, I give you some ammo for your weekend, to help these people move on. Just ask them, are you happy? Is this working for you? Do you want to be in misery and judgment and anger and do you want to be a victim or do you want to try something else? Because that opportunity is coming. And between now and Christmas, the energies are going to step up so fast. And it's going to be so intense that we're fast tracking into ascension. So, the train, the boat's launched, the train's moving, and you better get on the train because it's not going to wait. So anyway, it's going to be an awesome, this whole next 2 or 3 years is just going to be incredible. And we have the right people in position right now. And hopefully the wrong people that are in position are going to figure it out and realize it's in their best good to shift, and stop with the nonsense. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. There's a lot of really cool videos. We're going to play some happening around the world of UFOs and also the filming that we did at SETI that I sent out to a lot of people. I sent to Elon Musk, everybody. I don't know if they got it, but it'd be great if everybody could actually take this show and blast it out and send it. Go to X and True Social and find all these people that are doing the UFO Congress meeting and send them this because they need to know about this, that they're going down the same controlled narrative that they've gone down the 70 plus years of it's not disclosure, it's more like poser and controlled narrative, and they're just going to the next level, and they're not covering the higher dimensional stuff, the positive stuff. So anyway, put a comment on there if you want, and send it out to these people and let them know. It's time to start shifting gears here. Also, too, I'm going to be on Michael Sala's program this week, and I think he launches it. It's on Patreon already, but I just did an interview with him. So if you want to see that, it was a pretty good interview. But anyway, don't settle. Don't settle for the. I didn't want to go, God. Kamala was just saying, don't settle. You're powerful. Don't let anybody take away your power. That's exactly what they were doing, so taking away everybody's power. But anyway, what I'm saying is don't settle for the old narrative, the old controlled narrative. Don't settle for it. Don't settle for they're all evil. They're all dark. They're ancient ancestors. They're returning. Some are very, very spiritually and technologically advanced. And just say, look, it's not all negative. And in the interest of national security, we need to align and make an alliance with the benevolent ones and let the people know they're here. And because disclosure is coming from the skies and nobody can stop what's coming, it's happening everywhere. And it's not all evil, it's not all bad. So, drop your fear, drop your social engineering. Social engineered programming, that everything is a bug or evil or it's here to eat you and turn you into human pilaf or fertilizer. Just let that go. That was all social engineering. And let's open up to maybe a more spiritually and technologically advanced group and see what they can do for the planet. Anyway, on that note, they love us beyond measure. We have to rise to the occasion, be able to accept that and communicate with them. And the whole multiverse is there for us to join if we decide. So again, on that note, I'll be signing off. Enjoy this footage, and we'll be talking soon. Hopefully it's next Saturday. Good night.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
That's what I saw.
There's a massive
so
power up.
Three of them
There's
moving,
three
actually.
Of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh my God, got it.
Okay, let's power up. Big boy.
Let go.
Back.
Big the second one's going. Oh, they faded out. The lead guy faded out.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental,
maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody
else. Yeah,
nice and low. Whoa, it's, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite. Fire power up. Got it. Nice. Got the power up. God, I got this on. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's beautiful.
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen. I think you got a little too excited on that. On there.
Massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
Here's another one, look.
Where?
Up and left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to come right there.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. One's powered up. They powered up. They got brighter. Oh, yeah. This is powered up. Look. It's powered up. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Come on. Yeah, I got him. There's three. Another one went right through him.
Oh, there's one.
How many are there?
There's a line of them. They're all powering up.
Shoot.
They're taking turns, but each one are. Whoa! Yeah!
I don't know which one to film.
There's a whole, my lord. I got the majority of them.
Are they spinning?
Right here. Powering up right here.
Okay, I got this one.
Oh, dude. There's a whole fleet.
God, they're all. You know what? God. That's not Starlink. Look, they're all.
They're all powered.
Another one's coming down.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a freaking fleet.
Holy cow.
Look at all of them. That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not
Starlink. Look, another one coming down from the top.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, this is a fleet.
What?
Look at all those.
Holy cow.
And they're all. They're not in a straight row.
Yeah, they're like side by side. They're off. They're not in straight line at all.
No.
They're powering up.
Oh, look at that. That one powered up.
They're powering up. All of them. What?
Oh, I'm getting pulse. My whole left side's pulsing.
Yeah.
And they're going, look, they're going down. They're going up.
Oh, my God. Look,
this one's going up. There's two side by side. Oh, my God. This is like, whoa. There's two there.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my God, there are two. what the heck? There are so many, I don't know which one to film.
I'm watching every single one of them. Every single one of them.
That one, yeah, that one just powered up. There's two. Look at that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 11, 12. Wow. They're just, they're still coming. And they're going every direction. They're not in a straight line. Look at that. Two together there, two there, two there, two there, three, four, five. Oh my God, it's on. It is on. The house. Look at that.
You see that?
Oh,
wow. It's right over, you know, going right over the house.
So big. That's amazing. Holy crap.
Going through the trees. Look at that.
Oh my God. Are you recording it, James?
Yeah, I got it on film.
Awesome. Are you recording, Wendy?
Yeah, I got it. Fantastic. I also got a shot of
him. Oh God, it's still there.
Yeah, it's
still popping through the trees.
That was
look how low that is. Oh, it's like God. Half treetop level.
Oh my God, this is. James Saw said it was going to be better tonight. That's nailed it. That's done it.
Yeah, this is it. This is like how do you
this
how
is
do you
a holy crap you guys.
Yeah. And like, people didn't realize that the house is right here. Here's the house, and here's the ship right over the house.
Oh, my God. Is it green?
It's kind of coming towards us.
Yes. Yes, it's coming. It's going to come in. Would it come close?
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. Want to power up? Do it now. Oh, no. No, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Wait till you come out the other side, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you. Nice. I love that one.
Orange.
No, that's not stars. Is that orange?
Holy cow.
What is that?
It's a mothership, son.
That is a mothership. Holy, that's a whole mothership. That's a mothership.
Wow.
What?
Holy cow, dude.
Look at the angle it's going. It's going behind the tree. Wow.
I can't focus in. Wow, that was weird. I focused in on this one and it turned into like a six-sided. Oh, there's two crossing each other. Five. There's five lights on the mountain right now.
Yeah, there's five lights.
No.
That's a crap.
Don't aim at it. Something just shot underneath it. Which one? Oh, yeah, I got both of them. Watch, one's going to flash. The one on the right is probably going to flash.
Look,
Marissa. See them?
Above your head.
They're crossing.
Wow,
look at the aura on that one. That one's it's powering up, you guys. Woo, total power up. We got it. Nice. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, look at that. That's massive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing. Let's see what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both in there.
Right above us.
Big power up. Bigger. Oh, another one. Damn. Another one powered up right above us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film.
Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing.
It's speeding up though. Look at it, it's going a lot faster.
It is right there. Light it.
Oh, two. Look at that, they just crossed. See that?
They just crossed, two of them.
Dude, that was sick.
Oh, another one. Another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, it's... No, I got it. I got it on film.
I'm seeing a couple of those orange flashes.
It's straight... A little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Yeah. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no... It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive. Oh, look at that. It powered up. See that? It's getting brighter. Look, it's got an aura around it. It is getting brighter. No, it has an aura of a field around it.
Oh, what was that?
Look at it. There it goes, guys. It's bright. It's going. Yeah, look. It's powering up. It's doing it. All right, there it goes.
Thank you.